Yes, a question for Amelia, I guess. It's about the Portugal, Hungary, and Spain are under attack, on the are in doubt, their economic situation, financial situation. Is there anybody who – oh, there she is. The question is, what is the Commission doing about it? Does it cause concern?
Amelia.
The Commission doesn't comment, as you know, on daily movements in the exchange rate market or in the stock exchange markets. What I can do is remind you of what we have been doing the application of the Stability and Growth Pact, because I believe that this is it is related, definitely. And you do remember that on Wednesday, so it is still very recent, the Commission adopted a series of recommendations that Commissioner Almunia presented in this press room that are destined to correct the budget deficit make sure that the number of reforms are carried out in Greece in order to correct the losses in competitiveness in that country. As you know, we have mentioned other countries that the Commission has also proposed an adjustment path and strategy for a number of other countries, and that was adopted by the Council in December with precise deadlines for the correction of the deficit in those countries. That ranges between roughly 2012 for a number of countries and 2014-15 for the UK as the longest deadline. And the situation is obviously being monitored and followed closely so as to ensure that the public finances are put on a sustainable basis. I mean, we all know that public finances in Europe, as in other parts of the world, including the United States, have been deteriorated by the financial and economic crisis. So this was necessary in order to contain the deterioration in the economic situation and to make the recession as short as possible in order to limit the impact on jobs. But, of course, we need to restore the sustainability and good health of our public finances, and we have adopted a strategy and an adjustment path for each country that we are monitoring. You do know that at this time of the year, we are also receiving the stability and convergence programs for all countries. We have extended the deadline this year to the end of January, and this is precisely for the countries concerned. Most of them are concerned by the deterioration in public finances. And we have extended that deadline to the end of January in order for those countries to take to specify in their programs that they are sending to us, and we have received a great deal of them by the end of January, the others will follow, to specify exactly what measures they are taking in order to address the recommendations in terms of correction of the deficits that we have made to them with those precise deadlines. I can obviously give and remind you all of what the deadlines are, when the adjustment must start, which in some countries is starting earlier than in others. This is what I can say. I mean, I can continue and detail all that. We can have a technical briefing, and I can explain all of this to you and encourage you to report about that.
Okay, thank you very much, Amelia. Other questions to Amelia while she's here, Stephen?
Just to clarify, you're not expecting any unscheduled discussions or consultations on this situation in the markets in the next few days?
The next meeting that we have is the one on the 15th of February of the Eurogroup and the following day of the ECOFIN Council, where our recommendations regarding Greece and also Poland will be discussed. And the both the Eurogroup and the Eurogroup, sorry, the Eurogroup is expected to continue also its discussions for what concerns the need to address divergences in competitiveness in our countries and in the euro area in particular. This is a subject, as I said, has been in other occasions, that has been discussed previously, but has been discussed more seriously in the last year. In January, the Eurogroup had a broad discussion on the issue of how to address divergences in competitiveness and make sure that they are corrected, and how they are corrected, and what should be the homework of all countries, the ones that have current account deficits and the ones that have current account surpluses, because there is homework for all to be done. And at the Eurogroup in February, they'll continue this discussion, but this time with a country-specific analysis and recommendations.